Welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I'm Maggie, a busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for themselves and their family. We go in depth on a bunch of topics from paperwork to closets to daily routines. Today, we're following up from last week's episode to talk about a very specific subset of moving, downsizing. Last episode, I covered moving, one of the most gigantic organizational jobs you can imagine. Today, we're talking about an equally difficult task, but for a slightly different reason. Typically, when you're downsizing, you're going to be moving from a home you've lived in for years into a smaller place that might be your new forever home. You're leaving behind years and perhaps even decades of memories that you've collected. Every room has a story, and you're leaving that for the unknown. It can be emotionally draining. Sometimes circumstances force a downsize when you're not expecting it. But often it's going to be a planned move where you have a long period of time to begin the process of reduce, arrange, maintain. Today, we're going to focus mainly on the reduce part. For arrange and maintain, a lot of it's going to look like that last episode about moving. So make sure you refer back to that one for some tips and ideas about the second and third steps of arrange and maintain. The first thing I want to talk about is changing your mindset. I've heard people refer to downsizing as right sizing, which I love. When you have a family and you have younger kids, you might need to move to a bigger house in order to make it fit your lives. But as we age, sometimes we need to move to a smaller place. Both ways are absolutely right for you at that particular time in your life. Right sizing. Just because you're moving to a smaller place doesn't mean that you're moving down in the world at all. On the contrary, you're making your life better. You're going to have less things to worry about and less things to keep up with. The other mindset switch is to think of your reducing like this. Pretend you're getting rid of absolutely everything in your house and you're keeping only your favorites. I've discussed this mindset switch a couple of times before, specifically in episode 3 about your closet and episode 12 about toys. This is a great way to approach reducing your stuff when you have a lot of something and need to save only the best. Many of us have way too many clothes in our closet, and our kids typically have way too many toys, to say the least. So instead of thinking, what am I going to get rid of, reframe it in your head as, what am I going to keep? With this approach, figure out the stuff you absolutely love and will be sure to take with you, keeping only the best. Perhaps you're going to go room by room and choose the 3 to 5 things you for sure want to take. Some items might be necessities like your bed or the television, but figure out those absolutes first. Then take stock of how much stuff you have left and how much room you have in your new place. If your new place is still kind of bare based on that, feel free to add more stuff either per room or a total amount. But choosing just your favorites is a great way to get started. The last quick piece of advice I want to give you before we get to the practical tips is to get your family on board. You're going to want to talk with your family as you start reducing. Sometimes something that doesn't seem like a family memento to you may have a hugely sentimental attachment to one of your family members. Let them know you're going to start donating items and ask them if they're interested. Either get specific items they would want or maybe snap a quick picture of things you're getting rid of. You might be surprised of what they want to keep and what's important to them. Make sure you're able to find family members or friends who are supportive of you getting rid of items. There are definitely some loved ones who actively encourage you to keep things a little bit beyond their use to you. So when it comes to downsizing, make sure you're surrounding yourself with people who are encouraging you to make good decisions for future you. Let's get down to the actual reducing for a downsize. The first thing I want to mention is the timeline. Start now. Always start now. If you have a year before your move, you will absolutely use the full year to get through your home. If you have a month, you're going to use the full month. I mentioned in that last episode about moving to make a list of spaces and start tackling them. And I'm going to give you the same advice here. Start by making a list of spaces and note how long you think each space will take to pack up. Then assign each space a time frame in which you're going to tackle it. Maybe you want to give yourself a room a week and then break that room into sections. Perhaps you prefer a variety and you're going to go back and forth between spaces over time. You set it up however it works best in your life. When talking about the reduce, arrange, maintain philosophy I have, I always say you need to arrange it in a way that makes sense to you. And I'm going to reiterate that here for the downsizing. You need to set up the system of reducing that makes sense to you and your life. If you have limited energy at the end of a day, then don't plan on doing 4 hours of reducing and packing every night. Instead, maybe try doing an hour in the morning, 30 minutes around lunchtime, an hour in the afternoon, then only one more hour at night. After listening to the Moving podcast, my mom texted me and asked if it was cheating if she brought a drawer she was organizing in front of the TV and went through it while watching a show. My answer was, of course not. There is no cheating in organizing. The main takeaway in this episode I want you to have is to make sure you give yourself some realistic times to tackle each space and that you continue to work on each area when you said you would, even if it's in front of the TV, because it's always easier to keep up than it is to catch up. One of the hardest areas to reduce is going to be your sentimental items. I've got 3 pieces of advice for this topic that's going to make it a little easier. First, do only a little bit at a time. Do not, under any circumstances, try to do an entire day of sentimental items. I recommend starting by setting a timer for only 15, 30 minutes and work for that long, then go do something else on your list of spaces. My second piece of advice is to take pictures of the items you really want to remember. We often believe that we're going to forget the person because we no longer have the object to remind us of the person. Taking a picture is going to allow you to remember that person easier, even if you no longer have the object. Third, ask yourself if the sentimental item is actually adding value or happiness to your life, or if you're keeping it out of guilt. Many times we don't want to let go of sentimental items during a downsize because we feel like our loved ones would want us to keep it for some reason. But if you're just keeping it because you feel obligated, go back to some of the other pieces of advice and maybe take a pic of it before donating it. I want to make sure I specifically mention 2 of the hardest places to tackle, the kitchen and your closet. Make sure you check out my next episode where I discuss kitchens, as well as episode 3, which covered closets. Both of them will be extremely helpful to you in setting up those areas in your new place. But in the meantime, let's talk about reducing in those 2 spots. I've got a technique that I love to recommend because it's easy and very effective at showing the actual usage of items you have. I call this my turn and pack method. Go through every drawer and cabinet in your kitchen and turn everything upside down. Every utensil in the drawers, turn it around. Every cup, bowl, plate, turn upside down. As you use the item, put it back the correct way or pack it away in the box if it's not an everyday item. Anything left upside down as the move approaches, let it go. I also love to recommend storing seasonal kitchen items with decor for that holiday. So if you're only using your Thanksgiving turkey platter on Thanksgiving, keep it with your Thanksgiving decorations. You'll always know right where to find it, even if you randomly decide to cook a turkey in March. You can do the same turning method for clothing. Turn all of your hangers backwards on the rack, and then put them normally on the hanger when you wear an item. In drawers, put folded clothes either upside down or flipped around. As you use it and wash it, put it back the correct way or pack it away in a box for the move. Anything unworn in a season or year, get donated. In the middle of the moving episode, I mentioned some questions to ask yourself as you're actively reducing. Let me cover a couple of them here for you a little more in depth. First question is, do I like it and will it be the style of my new home? Perhaps you're doing a new look for your house, moving from farmhouse to mid-century modern. If you're no longer doing a farmhouse theme, there's no need to bring any of that type of decor with you. The next question is it in good condition? Now's the time to get rid of those things that are broken or worn. Don't play the game of what if. What if I find the button for this blouse? What if I decide to get the zipper fixed on this coat? Downsizing is not the time to keep things for what if reasons. Another easy question to ask is, when is the last time I used it? If I haven't used it in a year, I'm probably not going to use it, especially if it's something that can fit in my $20 in 20-minute rule. That rule is simple. If you haven't used an item in blank amount of time, and you can replace it in under $20, either online or in town, within 20 minutes, I can get rid of it. What if I need a melon baller for a picnic in 2 years? Well, surely I can replace that in under $20 in under 20 minutes at some store. The next question to ask yourself is, if it got lost in the move, would I immediately replace it? If you wouldn't miss it, you don't need to take it with you. If you wouldn't run out to the store to get a new one immediately, you probably don't need to pack it. This next question is specific for downsizing. Is this a duplicate item and how many do I own/need? Perhaps you're no longer going to host holiday events, so you're going to need less dishware. Maybe now you have 2 beds in your new home instead of 5, so 4 sets of sheets are going to be enough for you. And the final question, my favorite one that I saved the best for last year. The number one best question to ask yourself when taking all of those other questions and new mindsets into account is this my favorite? If you're downsizing and starting to work with limited space, you want to make sure you absolutely love, love, love everything you have. The easiest way to do that is to make sure you're only taking the best of the best, the stuff you know you love. And that's the way to make sure your new house becomes your new home. When you're getting ready to downsize or right size, there are a few tips to keep in mind. Make sure you hold on to only your favorites, start reducing early on, and tackle the sentimental items slowly. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next time, I'll be back to discuss your kitchen. To learn more about organizing CU in the meantime, or to see what else I've been up to, check out organizingcu.com. Make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, let's get organized.